News at 5:30 or whenever it breaks. News Talk 550 KFYI.
550 KFYI, the Mike Broomhead Show.
What expectations do we have of the people that spend our tax dollars? What are they doing? How are they managing it? And what say do we have? Welcome to the Mike Broomhead Show.
I got a message. I got a song. Can I get a witness? Tell me what's going on.
You know, we have expectations. If you hired someone to manage your money, and some of you do, if you have a 401k, chances are someone else is managing your 401k. Someone else manages where those investments go. If you've put money aside, you have a IRA, whatever it is, there's someone else out there, probably, that is spending or investing your money. If people mismanage your money, you get rid of them. That's just what we do. I want to know what's happening. Now, the city of Phoenix has a new police chief, and I don't know him, never met him. He comes very, very highly regarded, highly respected guy. And from what I hear from police officers, he wants to be proactive with police work. He wants involvement in the community. He wants to be proactive where there's problems. What I mean by that is if you're running with bare bones, and basically Phoenix PD is doing that right now, or to a certain extent, a lot of places in the city are running that way. They're down a bunch of people on squads in neighborhoods and in parts of town, and they're being reactionary. They are responding to radio calls. They are responding to the calls when people need service, which means they're not out there being proactive in areas to try to be a deterrent to crime. 602-260-KFYI. We tax the things we want less of, and we subsidize the things we want more of. And it would seem to me that in the city of Phoenix and in Glendale and Peoria, and I don't want to leave anybody out, Tempe, Chandler, all over the valley, valley-wide, that public safety would be at the top of the citizens' list of things that are necessary. Yes, Andrew?
I heard a story. I'm pulling it up right now.
Okay.
That came out today that Tempe and Scottsdale are hiring more police officers.
Yeah, well, I know
not
that.
Not Phoenix, yeah, but Tempe and Scottsdale.
I know that Scottsdale is. And I find it alarming because this story, and this is where I jumped off with this. The Phoenix Police Department, there was a shooting with two Phoenix cops at a swimming pool at 19th Avenue north of Union Hills in North Phoenix. Both cops over 30 years old, both cops with over 10 years experience at Phoenix PD. We are not, when I say we, because I'm a Phoenician, the city of Phoenix will not hire a new cop until at least 2015. So imagine if they're losing on average 100 cops a year, imagine how different 2016, 2017 is going to look in the city of Phoenix. What happens when you have rookie cops on the job that aren't being supervised necessarily as well as they could be because there's so many rookies out there, and you've got a first or a second year officer involved? That doesn't mean they're not properly trained, but how does this news story end differently? How many lawsuits are you opening yourself up to because you don't have a veteran police? We talk about it being a veteran team. When we talk about sports, we want a veteran team. You don't want a bunch of rookies out there playing professional sports because of the danger or because of the pressure that comes with being on a professional sports team when you're not led by a bunch of veterans. Are we doing a disservice to the citizens? And as citizens and as voters, are we not being served well by the people we've hired to spend our money? I've asked Joe Clure to join me. He is the head of PLEA, which is the Phoenix Law Enforcement Association. Joe, I'm glad. Thanks for coming on with me this afternoon.
You bet, Mike.
So I know you've heard a little bit of what I've ranted about so far. Tell me about what's happening. How many officers, how long has it been since they've hired a new officer at Phoenix PD?
I believe we haven't hired for over 3 years, and it's not intended to hire any officers until 2015.
So we're looking at over 6 years before you'll hire a new officer.
Correct.
And what the attrition that's happening with the loss, whether it's through retirement or officers leaving for a multitude of reasons, what's the – you lose about 100 officers a year, right?
That's correct. Approximately 100 officers a year retire or leave the department.
So what is that – how is this going to – because I'm hearing from my friends that are police officers that it's already strained around the city, that it's difficult with short squads of officers. They spend a lot of time – or all of their time – answering calls as opposed to being proactive?
Well, that's true, Mike. There's no question that the officers on the street are beginning to feel the strain of not having adequate staffing. You know, you do have small squads out there. It makes it very difficult to manage taking time off and that sort of thing because you don't want to leave your squad short. You know, the other issue is there's lots of discussion about elimination of specialty details. And granted, crime rates are at all-time lows. However, they are starting to tick up. And as we continue to look for officers to put on the patrol function, because that is the primary function of police, to be able to respond to an emergency when you call, those bodies got to come from somewhere, and they're most likely going to be coming from specialty details, such as your net teams, gang squad, auto theft task force, things of that nature, CAOs. All of that, I think, is going to have a very adverse impact as it relates to the overall crime rate and our ability to effectively address crime suppression. Concerning to our members, to the Phoenix police officers that I represent, I hear that, you know, if not daily, certainly every week, there's concerns about the staff shortages. It was one of the reasons why we pushed to look at an alternative work schedule as 313 to see if that helped with staffing and those kinds of things. But it's very concerning, and I don't think it's realistic that we're going to go till 2015 and not hire a Phoenix police officer. I don't think it's going to work.
It's really amazing to me because a few years ago, the big push that was on, this ballot initiative that was run by a lot of people and supported by many people on the city council to have a sales tax increase because we needed to hire 300 officers, firefighters, and support staff. We needed that many additional people a few years ago. What's changed? Why do they now believe that Phoenix can still maintain a safe city and allow this much attrition to happen until that far out?
Well, you know, what's changed, I think, obviously, is the financial, you know, ramifications of those bond initiatives. The significant economic drop didn't generate the tax revenues that were expected, and that created part of the problem. But in terms of what's changed, as it, you know, why we thought we needed 3,600 police officers 3 or 4 years ago, nothing has changed. You're not going to be able to maintain that level of service that the community expects with those kinds of numbers. That you are with 700-800 vacancies or less police officers than originally anticipated. The plan is to go down to 2,800, which is, you know, like I say, it's, you know, 600-800 positions less than what we had authorized in just a few short years ago.
All right, so what happens then if you've got to play catch-up? I mean, so then let's say we go to 2015, we're down, the budgets begin to be flush again, and they realize there's a need to hire a bunch of cops. How difficult is it to hire that many, first of all, to qualify that many officers, because there's a lot of background checks and things that have to happen in order to qualify people. But then once they graduate from the academy, how long does it take for an officer to become seasoned where they are able to kind of flourish on their own? And doesn't it pose a danger by introducing that many brand new officers on the street? Isn't there some danger there for problems?
Well, the Phoenix Police Department does a good job training new officers. The academy does a fantastic job. But obviously, like with any occupation, you gain skill and experience over time. So there is a unique set of challenges that come with accelerated hiring and massive inexperienced officers out there. And it starts sometimes even in the hiring process where there's a tendency or a temptation to cut corners and those kinds of things just to get the numbers out there.
All right. Well, Joe, I appreciate – I always appreciate when you come on and speak with us about this stuff. I just find it to be shocking, and I wanted to get some insight from somebody that does this for a living. So thanks for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Joe. That was Joe Kluwer, who is the head of the Phoenix Law Enforcement Association. And, you know, the reason why – and I want to get your opinion. Many of you may